Okay, back to the Republic of Ireland now, and Friday's referendum there on same-sex marriage. As I mentioned earlier, the polls predict that voters will approve gay marriage by a 2-to-1 margin, no less. But some are warning that the polls may not be telling the whole story on this one, and that the so-called shy no's could influence the outcome. My BBC colleague Andy Martin has been covering the run-up to the referendum.
It had been anticipated in Ireland that there could be as many as 75% of the population that would vote in favour of an amendment to the Irish Constitution. However, that has been narrowing, albeit only slightly, over the last number of weeks. And the most recent poll suggests that that has fallen to between 60 and 70%. And the real anomaly here is between older people and younger people. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, 71% have indicated that they intend to vote yes, and only 15% in that age bracket say that they want to vote no. But if you move to the over 65s, about 52% intend to vote no, and only 34% intend to vote yes. Quite a few are undecided, still about 20% indicate that they're undecided. The feeling amongst pollsters is that that means that they may well vote no, but it still won't be enough to disrupt what all of the political parties and many sports and sports stars and personalities here have been advocating, and that is a change to the Constitution.
So you called them shy no's, and I assume these are the older Irish men and women who may be saying, publicly supporting, but they're going to go in that booth and they're going to vote no.
Well, that's it. And they do take their lead in many instances from the Catholic Church, which is still hugely important in Ireland. Of course, this is a country which has liberalised at a blistering pace over the last number of decades. I mean, this is the country where just a few decades ago, when I was a child, actually, divorce was banned in Ireland. And this is a place where female civil servants, until relatively recently, at the point of marriage, were obliged to relinquish their jobs in the civil service.
Wow.
So Ireland is a hugely cosmopolitan country now, but just a few decades ago, it really did take its lead from the Catholic Church. And so there are many people of that particular generation who still take their lead from the leadership of the Catholic Church, who have been, I suppose, slightly surprisingly quiet on this issue. There has been a change at the top of the Catholic Church, and they have been gently saying, vote no.
How do the demographics work? Are there a lot more young Irish than older Irish?
Unfortunately not. A lot of young Irish have left in recent years because of the economic crash. You'll remember that Ireland was one of the bailout countries that had to be saved by the European Central Bank, the IMF, in order to shore up its finances following the global financial crisis. And as a result of that, up to 350,000 young people left these shores to go predominantly to Australia and Canada, but also to the United States in search of work. So there are fewer people of that age bracket in Ireland than there would have been under normal circumstances. But certainly the older vote is more likely to turn out. Younger voters traditionally in Ireland don't turn out to vote.
Now, you mentioned the big celebrities on board. Tell us about that. They're doing a big yes campaign. Who are the celebrities and how powerful has that message been?
Of course, Irish rugby has really come to the fore as one of the main sports in Ireland in recent years. Brian O'Driscoll, the recently retired Irish rugby captain, has come out in favour of a yes vote. Mary McAleese, the former president of Ireland, has really broken with tradition and spoken in a political sense because her son is gay and she has come out and said that she is advocating a yes vote. Also at the top of politics, all of the main political parties are advocating a yes vote. Most notably, I think, the chairman of the leading party, Fine Gael, who is himself a devout Catholic, a devout Christian, but he has done a very compelling interview with the BBC in which he describes the moment at which his son came out as gay and how he has had to question his faith, and he has come to the view that he has to advocate a yes vote in order to allow his son the same rights as anybody else in terms of marriage. The no voters are far less vocal, I have to say. And as I was trying to indicate earlier, the Archbishop of All Ireland, the Primate of All Ireland, Eamon Martin, has declined to do interviews in the manner that his predecessors might have. And he has spoken more about compassion, and he is taking his lead very much from Pope Francis, who is talking about compassion. But he says that he cannot equate marriage between a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, to a marriage between a man and a woman. And so they are saying that for the sake of the family, they want people to vote no.
My BBC colleague Andy Martin telling us about the run-up to Ireland's referendum on gay marriage.